Episode 2116, Is Your Rut Holding You Back?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. And guess what? You have the opportunity to impact the world that you touch. Don't just take this day for granted. Because you know what? What you have to bring to the world needs. But the question is your rut holding you back? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. The narrower the path, the harder it is to wander off. Yet, the deeper the rut, the easier it is to get stuck. Is your rut holding you back? You know, getting stuck in a rut looks and feels different for everyone. Some people recognize it immediately. Others stay stuck much longer before they comprehend what's even happening. And then there are some that have absolutely no idea. They just keep putting one foot in front of the other, hoping to make it through the day. Being stuck is not productive at all. It serves no purpose in completing your projects and moving the needle forward. The concern, though, comes from leaning on being stuck in a rut as an excuse not to move forward. You've probably said it a few times. Maybe you've even told your children or your boss. Because think about it, most of us know exactly what we need to do, but for some strange reason, we like getting stuck in a rut and not having to deal with whatever needs to be dealt with. I believe that more of us are conveniently claiming to being stuck in a rut, so we delay the inevitable, taking the next step. What we really need to be focused on is, are we stalling? I began to question myself on this recently, and my answer to that question is yes. I'm stuck in a rut because it's easy. It's a phrase, and it kind of gives me a way out. It gives me that cave-like feeling of, don't talk to me right now. I'm really not sure where I'm supposed to be going, and it's okay. I'll be all right, but yeah, it's not up for discussion. I'm stuck in a rut, but I'll get out of it. But really what's happening is that I'm stalling. I'm putting my foot down going, I really don't want to do anything right now. I kind of like where I'm at, sort of. Not really. I'm going to complain about it a little bit, but I understand where I'm at. I can handle it. And if I take that next step, it might put me in an area that, oh no, I have no idea what might happen. It could be really good. Oh, but then it could be really bad. I don't know. But I'm just going to say I'm stuck in a rut and it'll all be fine. Why do you stall? Are you stalling because of fear of the unknown? Are you stalling because you are afraid to make a decision? Are you stalling because you don't want to ask for help? Are you stalling because you're waiting for everything to be perfect? Are you stalling because you are comfortable being where you are? Because come on, let's get real. I want you to be real and honest about where you are at today. There is no reason to keep playing these games with yourself. It's exhausting. Instead of making excuses like being stuck in a rut, sounds great, right? Maybe for a mouse or little creature that lives underneath, like those moles that drive me batty when it comes to my garden area. I'm like, seriously, can you guys go live somewhere else? Get out of the ruts that you've made? Instead of making excuses and being stuck in a rut, make yourself available. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Make yourself available. You can't do the work you are to do if you are not available. And when you claim and put your stake in the ground and you say, I'm stuck in a rut, you're saying, don't come near me. I've claimed this ground and I'm okay with the ground that I stand on. But are you really? I mean, come on, deep down, are you really? Have you thought about changing jobs? And you're like, oh, well, have you looked at what's going on in this world? Now's probably not a good time. Actually, maybe now is a good time. I don't know. I don't know your exact circumstances. But if you keep saying, oh, I'm just going to stay here, I'm going to be comfortable, it's all right, I'll just wait for another 2 weeks and see what happens. Really? What if you could do something now and in 2 weeks have the new job that you wanted? What about that book that you wanted to write? Wait, wanted to write. You're not writing, but the excuse is, oh man, the kids. I just got to focus on them. And then maybe it's your house. You're like, I've got that linen closet. I have those closets that really I do not want to go near. But that linen closet, you're like, okay, it can just wait. Maybe Christmas time. When I get out the Christmas decorations, I'll go to that closet too because I've got stuff in there. And I'll pull it out and I'll get it organized. But you see, the longer you wait on anything, what is it doing to you? It's holding you back. It's not allowing you to do what God has intended for your life to do. Is that really fair to God? I mean, seriously. I want you to be real and honest because I've been doing this with myself over the last few weeks. And I've been having these conversations and I'm like, seriously, Christiane, get out of your rut. Stop using it as an excuse. You're really just stalling. And stalling is getting you nowhere. You know I'm an open book. And there are times that I think, oh yeah, I got it all together. And other times I'm like, oh, shut the book, shut the front door because I do not have it all together. And I do not want anybody knowing that I don't have it all put together. I want to look good on paper, in person. I want to have it all polished. You can't do the work if you keep living in your excuses. You can't do the work that you were created to do, born to do, if you don't make yourself available. There are things in life you must stop so you can start. I love Isaiah 55, verse 8. It says this, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." This wasn't just somebody's account. This was God saying, my thoughts are not your thoughts, Sue. My thoughts are not your thoughts, John. My thoughts are not your thoughts, Christy. And neither are your ways my ways. I have a way of doing things. I have thoughts that you need to think. But you got to get out of your own way. Make yourself available to God. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, stop hiding and running. I don't know about you, but I am so good at that. And that doesn't mean I'm hiding behind a bush or, you know, trying to get in that rut that those moles are creating in my garden. No, because I'm way too big to fit in those. But there are days that I would like to go climb in those because I'm thinking I just made a fool out of myself in that conversation. Stop hiding and running. We all do it. You might be hiding and running from your spouse. You may need to have a very serious conversation. But for some reason, you keep putting it off, thinking that, oh, tomorrow would be a better time. Oh, the next day will be better. Oh, no, and the next day, and the next, and the next. And next thing you know, you're in to next month and soon to be next year. Why? Stop hiding and running. Nothing is going to be accomplished when you do that. Absolutely nothing. Because all you are going to be doing is sticking right where you are. Number two, be willing to take aim. Action ignites motivation. What did God declare? Neither are your ways my ways, meaning that he's got a way. Don't you think he knows what he's doing? Well, if you're available, then you will be able to what? Do what he asks of you. But you have to be available. You have to say, okay, Lord, here I am. Send me. What do you want me to do? You want me to have that hard conversation with my husband? I'm there. I'm not going to like it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to start with one sentence, and I pray, Lord, that you will give me the words after that. That job that you want to look for, I'm going to start by looking online. I'm going to start making connections on LinkedIn. I'm going to start putting feelers out there. I'm going to start asking questions. I'm going to start networking more. And I'm going to start looking and observing and finding what doors you open and those that you close. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, God said. Be willing to take aim. Because when you do that, when you put action to your thoughts, what happens? It moves things forward. And God is saying, ha, I'm here. I'm here for you. Pay attention. Stop running and hiding. I got you. And finally, number three, become uncomfortable. Become uncomfortable. Too much of us are just sitting in our lazy chair. Why do you think they call it a lazy chair? Because it makes us lazy. It makes us want to sit back and not do anything. It makes us oh so comfortable with, well, being right where you are right now. And if that's where you want to be, then stay there. And if you're in a great place, then celebrate that and allow yourself to be pushed further. Because I promise you, what you think you should be doing, God has even bigger plans. He does. 100%. God has big plans for you, but you have to get out of your own way to let God show you his way and his thoughts. He is going to show you the actions you need to take. He will open and close the doors, but you must be watchful and you must be aware. And all of this comes at the cost of being uncomfortable. When was the last time you sat in your lazy chair going, man, I just feel something underneath my butt? Yeah, do you remember that old little fairy tale? The princess and the pea? And she was up on top of the mattresses, high, 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 and all the way down at the very bottom was this little pea. God so wants us to be in tune with his calling on our life. You've got to be willing to say, I'm in, I'm available. Here I am, send me. However, if you keep proclaiming that you are stuck in a rut, you are putting boundaries and setting them on what God wants to do in your life. Stop it. Stop the excuses. Stop the laziness. Get out of the chair. God's got you. What more do you need? Now, for those who are confused in their next step, I want you to ask. Seriously, because I know there are question marks. And you're probably like, okay, Christiane, I get this. I understand what you're saying. I want to be available. But I really don't know what my next step is. Then ask. A-S-K. A is for ask. S is for seek. K is for knock. What do you want for this week? Don't look further than you can see. A lot of us are told, oh, go plan your 90 days. Go plan your 60 days, your 30 days. I'm telling you, plan this week. See what you can see today. Most of us miss what's happening today because we are too worried about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to worry about itself. I want you to focus on the present. Be present. Keep your eyes, your thoughts, and your actions in motion to what God has in store for you today and this week. Don't go any further. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And guess what? I am joining in this journey with you. It's not an easy one, but I can tell you right now, it is an adventure. It's exhilarating. And my heart just fills up more and more and more. And I'm telling you, there's surprises around the corner because of what I have been doing, the work I have been doing. I don't sit here and just give you things out of thin air. This is not a lot of fluff. I come to you with ways that you can actually see a difference and make a difference in the world that you touch. It's that live, love, impact. So are you ready to get comfortable with being uncomfortable? Are you ready to look at today? Are you ready to see what God has in store for you today? And if you're totally confused, what do? Ask. Because God's got you. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So the challenge I want you to think about today as you move forward is what mile will you conquer this week? What mile is it? Do you need to write those 500 words? Do you need to have that difficult discussion with your husband? Do you need to go to the bank? Do you need to register to vote? Do you need, okay, no, I'm being serious here. We put off things because of lots of different reasons. Maybe you have to have a hard conversation with your child. Where are they going to school next year? And you're like, isn't it early? No, it's October. Believe it or not, we need to be filling out the FAFSA form already. I know life moves so fast. We want to slow down because we're comfortable. But God says that's not how it works. Let me help you. Let me walk beside you in your everyday. So as you take one step at a time to lead to your miles of greatness, what mile will you conquer this week? Is it to clean that linen closet? Is it to fold the laundry? Is it maybe to do the dishes every single night? All of those are important. It's what matters to you, what you're working on for you. There's nothing too little and there's nothing too big that you and God can't handle together. But you got to stop the excuses. And when you're asked, is your rut holding you back? You say, oh, no, it's not, because God's got it. I'm flying. I'm flying with Him. I'm soaring on wings like eagles. And I don't have to be stuck in a rut because I'm okay with being uncomfortable. I'm okay with taking aim, even though I don't know every single step. But I'm willing to stop hiding and running because I know God's plans are better than even what I can imagine. So don't hesitate. Just focus today. What mile will you conquer this week? Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.